Track 4.
Good morning, I'm Mary Jane Tomasi. A meeting is soon to get underway at a Christchurch meatworks where hundreds of workers will learn whether their jobs will get the chop. The Silver Fern Farms plant in Belfast will meet with 400 employees, where a decision will be made over the plant's restructuring. Last week, Silver Fern held a similar meeting with 300 staff at a plant in Mosgiel, which is being downsized. Federated Farmers President Don Nicholson.
To be fair, Silver Fern Farms are doing the right thing. They're trying to rationalise the industry. They are first cab off the rank this time round to do it. And many of us have paid for it before, but it's not pleasant.
The government has announced it will spend $80 million over the next 5 years upgrading Auckland and Wellington's rail commuter network. Earlier this month, the government unveiled KiwiRail after buying it back from Toll. The money will be used to upgrade locomotives and wagons, as well as recommission two electronic locomotives for freight in the capital. There are fears that parents who immunise their children for meningococcal disease may have a false sense of security about their protection. A report by the Immunisation Advisory Centre shows less than 50% of young children are still guarded against the B strain of the bacteria. This after a mass vaccination campaign involving a million children. Clinical Director Nikki Turner.
This vaccine worked, but it's not absolutely perfect. We're still getting disease. So vaccines are not a magic bullet. They're not going to stop all disease. Whether it's for waning immunity or whether it's because some kids don't respond to them, we still need to watch out for disease, always.
Figures released by the government show that school suspensions have hit an 8-year low. The Education Ministry figures reveal suspensions have gone down 17% since 2000. The debut director of Kiwi movie Second Hand Wedding has landed the film in the top 10 New Zealand movies list, bumping his father down a place in the process. The movie by first-time director Paul Murphy has entered the list at number 7, making $1.6 million at the New Zealand box office. Goodbye Pork Pie, directed by Paul's father Greg Murphy, was previously number 7, but has been relegated to spot 8, pulling in just $42,000 less. I'm Mary Jane Tomasi from the Radio Live News Centre.